Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. This week we have been examining the difference between biblically true messages and biblically wrapped messages. A biblically true message is one in which the preacher expounds the clear, intended meaning of the text. When you hear a biblically true message, the preacher settles into the text and establishes a clear connection between what is being proclaimed and the words in our text. On the other hand, one of the first signs of a biblically wrapped message is an almost immediate departure from the announced text. How many messages I have sat through where our text was announced, we turned to it once, sometimes read it, sometimes not, and then it was never heard from again. The rest of our time is spent turning to several cross-references and proclaiming, "Thus says the Lord." This method of wrapping the truth is manipulation. We have a hard time saying no to the preacher and a half dozen Bible verses. And the emotional tack of an overpowering, winsome personality finishes the deal. We don't want to be the ones left outside looking in. But to me, this is a danger sign if someone is trying to exert his will over me, even if he is well-intentioned, and many are. But they are still wrong. The truth of God's words has to be our ultimate goal, and the truly spiritual leader will do everything in his power to help me make a decision for truth. Certain God words we use are very emotionally charged, with much potential for manipulation, probably the most powerful one being the name of Jesus. I heard a message once where the preacher began by shouting Jesus several times. Shouting the name of Jesus can be a good thing, but not if we are creating an emotional environment designed to manipulate our listeners. Philippians 2:9-11. Therefore God also has highly exalted him, and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth, and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dave Scott, Living by the Words of God.com.